It's 11 a.m. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. It's time for Something About the Women. Good morning and welcome to Something About the Women. This is Sue. Happy May Saturday, spring-like weather. Yay. Actually, it's probably, I'm pre-recording this, but I hear it's going to be hot on Saturday. So hope you're dressed for the weather and enjoying hopefully some sunshine. So we started the show just now with Dolly Parton, who that was Two Doors Down. And Dolly has been voted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, despite saying she kind of didn't feel she deserved it. So to give a little context, when she was nominated, when they were doing the voting, she put out this statement. It said, Dolly here, even though I am extremely flattered and grateful to be nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I don't feel that I have earned that right. I really do not want votes to be split because of me, so I must respectfully bow out. I do hope that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame will understand and be willing to consider me again if I'm ever worthy. This has, however, inspired me to put out a hopefully great rock and roll album at some point in the future, which I have always wanted to do. My husband is a total rock and roll freak and has always encouraged me to do one. I wish all of the nominees good luck and thank you again for the compliment. Rock on, Dolly. So Dolly sort of didn't want to take votes away from other people, doesn't consider herself a rock and roll artist, and so basically said, please, you know, take me out of the running and, you know, I'm humbled, but also just, you know, it's not for me. So because voting had already started, they left her name on the ballot. And of course, she was voted in. So she very graciously, because Dolly is the queen of grace, she put out this message. I am honored and humbled by the fact that I have been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Of course I will accept it gracefully. Thanks to everyone that voted for me and to everyone at the Rock Hall. I will continue to work hard and try to live up to the honor. So there you have it. Dolly Parton is going to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. There aren't a ton of country artists that have done that, but she is one of them. And this morning, if you haven't guessed, I'm going to start the show by celebrating the 2022 inductees, those of the female persuasion, into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So we'll start with Dolly, and the other inductees for this year will be Carly Simon, which is great. Elizabeth Cotton, who, if you're not familiar, was an African-American woman. She came to music late in life, and she played amazing guitar, and she played her guitar upside down. So we'll hear some Elizabeth Cotton, and also Eurythmics, and half of Eurythmics, of course, is Annie Lennox, and she is sort of synonymous with Eurythmics, but of course, not to forget Dave Stewart, her partner in that band. So we're going to celebrate those four women-related artist groups, whatever you want to say, into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We're going to celebrate them this morning. So let's continue with Dolly, and let's hear another one from her that I think really could, that does sort of qualify as rock and roll, here on Something About the Women.
Yeah. gonna stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping, with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5, for service and devotion. You would think that I would deserve a fair promotion. Watch him shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in, and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5.
All right, wrapping up a Dolly Parton set as she prepares to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, despite not considering herself to be a rock and roll artist. But I gotta say, 9 to 5 is probably as good a song as any that's ever been recorded, rock and roll or otherwise. One of my favorite songs of all time, Dolly Parton. Before that, she covered Johnny Cash's I Walk the Line in a kind of a rock groove, I would say, for a classic country song. We also heard her doing I Can't Help Myself, otherwise known as Sugar Pie, Honey Bunch. Those last two, both from the album The Great Pretender from 1984. She did The House of the Rising Sun from 20 Great Songs. And we started the set with Your Love Keeps Lifting Me Higher and Higher. That is from a concert she recorded in New York City, live at the Bottom Line in 1977. And I think it might be one of the first times she played in New York City. And it's a great album. If you haven't listened to it, you should definitely listen to it. And I think that's as rock and roll as many rock and roll artists get. So, Dolly, you deserve to be in the Rock Hall, and congratulations. All right, continuing our celebration of the female artists that are making it into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, let's continue with Annie Lennox and Eurythmics. Now, of course, Annie Lennox was also had a solo career, and it sort of blends. It's hard to tell which things are solo and which things are Eurythmics, because she did pretty much all the vocals on the Eurythmics albums along with Dave Stewart. So we're going to hear a bunch of Eurythmics songs now, and some of them you may think of as solo songs, but I got them from her Eurythmics collection, so even she considers them, or at least her record company considers them, Eurythmic tracks. Let's start with this rocker here on Something About the Women.
Thank you.
Around
Holy cow, what a great song. Man, I haven't listened to that song in a long time. Sisters Are Doing It For Themselves. I gotta say, if this show had begun in the 80s instead of the 70s, that probably would have been our theme song, right? That would have been the name of the show. Sisters Are Doing It For Themselves. That was Eurythmics getting some help from the one and only Aretha Franklin. Oh my goodness, what a great, great song. Before that, a classic Eurythmics song, Here Comes the Rain Again. And we also heard Who's That Girl? Sweet Dreams Are Made of This. And we started the set with Would I Lie to You? So congratulations to Annie Lennox and Dave Stewart of Eurythmics for making it to the class of 2022 at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Great work. And, you know, you listen to the Eurythmics, you know, a few songs in a row, and you realize, like, they're so quintessentially 80s. You know, it's really, it just brings you back. Anyway, if you were there in the 80s, if not, you know, ask your grandma. Okay. All right. We got two more artists to feature as we celebrate the 2022 inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Let's do it right now with Elizabeth Cotton. She was also known as Libba Cotton or Libby Cotton. She came to music late in life. She grew up very poor, but she managed to get her hands on a guitar. And she was left-handed, so she just turned it upside down and played it, taught herself, I believe. And she is the force behind classic songs like this one, Freight Train, here on Something About the Women.
Freight train. Lord, girl I love, don't turn her back on me. Honey bee, Lord, girl I love, don't turn her back on me. And I don't want to be treated this old way.
Living is very high.
that old woman would die. Keep her telling her lies on me. Oh, baby, it ain't no lie. Oh, baby, it ain't no lie. Oh, baby, it ain't no lie. No, this life I'm living is very high.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Okay, we just wrapped up a set featuring Elizabeth Cotton, and as I was listening to these songs, I was reading the Wikipedia entry about Elizabeth Cotton, and I encourage you to do so. I will put a link to it in on the Something About the Women Facebook page, which you should go and give a big thumbs up so you can follow what we're doing. Just search for Something About the Women radio show. Anyway, she was born in 1893 in near Chapel Hill,